Arvest Bank is proud to have been voted Best Bank by the readers of the Baxter Bulletin for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping Baxter and Marion County residents find financial solutions for life. Stop by a branch or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the customer service and respect that you and your family deserve.
Equal housing lender.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
And we welcome you into the Lady Bombers post-game show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as the Mountain Home was able to just secure the two-point victory over Watson Chapel, 41-39. Watson Chapel had tied the game up with about 6 seconds left on a bank shot jumper in the paint by Taylor Whitted. And then on the ensuing possession, Mountain Home's Kate Gilbert drives the length of the floor, goes into the lane for layup, misses it, but draws contact with 1/10 of a second left on the clock. And so she's able to sink both free throws, and 1/10 of a second on the clock was not enough time for Watson Chapel to do a catch and shoot. You might get it with 3/10 of a second, but one is not possible. And so with that victory, Mountain Home was able to get the two-point victory and improve to 8-4 on the season. Let's take a look at the final numbers for the game. The final stats are brought to you by Strider Engineering. No one in double figures tonight for Mountain Home. Their leading scorer was Addison Yates with 9 points. 8 points each for Anna Grace Foreman and Kate Gilbert. 7 on the night for Peyton Husky. 5 for Emma Martin and 4 for Kyra Penn. And for Watson Chapel, they did have one player in double figures. That was Taylor Whitted with 12 points, 8 each for Dakira Kettle and Zamari Boyce, 7 on the night for Kiara Ginger, and 4 for Akala Burns. Well, there were 4 ties and 5 lead changes in this game. Mountain Home ended up with 9 turnovers, and Watson Chapel ended up turning the ball over 8 times in this contest. Again, Mountain Home was able to get the 2-point victory and improved to 8-4 on the season. And Watson Chapel will fall to 5-7 on the year. And so Watson Chapel will move on to the third-place game tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 to play Norfolk. Mountain Home will play in the championship game at 4:30. Both of Mountain Home teams will play for the tournament title tomorrow. The girls will play at 4:30 against Paragould, and then followed by the boys taking on Clarendon at 6 o'clock. And we will be able to have both games for you tomorrow right here on Classic Hits 101.7. That should be enough time following the A-State football broadcast. The Red Wolves, of course, playing tomorrow afternoon in the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl in Tucson. They are taking on the Wolfpack of Nevada. The kickoff for that game is set for 12:15. Broadcast begins at 10 with the Mid-South Ford Dealers tailgate show. You can hear that game here on Classic Hits 101.7. Then join us later on in the day. Again, Mountain Home will play in the championship game, starting with the girls at 4:30, and then the boys will take the court at 6. So let's do a quick recap of all the games that occurred today. First off, on the boys' bracket, in the consolation side, it was Mountain Home Christian Academy beating Brinkley 67-61 and Paragould top Cave City 62-48. On the boys' side, in the semifinals, it was Clarendon edging out Farmington 61-58 and Mountain Home beat Hamburg 59-51. And on the girls' bracket today, in the consolation side, Wonderview beat Hermitage 75-40, and it was Farmington over Highland 62-51. And in the semifinals, Paragould topped Norfolk 52-41, and Mountain Home edged out Watson Chapel 41-39. And so for tomorrow's schedule, on the girls' side, their first game will be at 9 a.m., and that will actually be in the auxiliary gym. It'll be the seventh place game between Highland and Hermitage. The fifth place game will be played at 10:30. The rest of the game, the girls' seventh place game will be the only one in the auxiliary gym. All the rest of the games will be here in the hangar. Farmington and Wonderview will play for third place at 10:30. Norfolk and Watson Chapel will play for third place at 1:30, and then the championship game will be between Mountain Home and Perigold at 4:30. And on the boys' bracket tomorrow, the 9 a.m. game will be the seventh place game between Cave City and Brinkley. Mountain Home Christian Academy plays Perigold for fifth place at noon. Hamburg will take on Farmington for third place at 3 o'clock, and then tomorrow night at 6, the championship game between Mountain Home and Clarendon. We'd love to see you out here tomorrow for the games, and if you can't make it, we will have the Mountain Home games for you here on Class Kids 101.7, so hope you'll join us for that. So that's going to wrap up tonight's the Lady Bombers postgame show and our broadcast for the evening. Again, Mountain Home boys beat Hamburg 59-51. Lady Bombers top Watson Chapel 41-39. I want to thank my producer, Joseph Shipman, back at the studio, and I want to thank you all for listening to us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Class Kids 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Bomber Gymnasium.
You've been listening to live coverage of Bomber basketball right here on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. This broadcast has been sponsored by Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Our Best Bank, and Locker Room Sporting Goods. As Matt said, be sure to tune in for the conclusion of the first Arkansas Bail Bonds Tournament tomorrow afternoon, as both Bomber teams will compete for the championship spot. Tip-off for the girls, that will start off tomorrow afternoon. Tip-off is scheduled for 4:30. Be sure to tune in right here to Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming online at KTLO.com. Have a good night. Stay tuned right here to Classic Hits 101.7, your voice of the Bombers.